One of the most important issues, of course, in this election campaign is terrorism. The current heightened terror alert, according to U.S. officials, comes in part from computers owned by an al-Qaeda suspect arrested on the 13th of July in Pakistan. The next week, another al-Qaeda figure was arrested by Pakistani law enforcement. An American magazine, which came out in early July, predicted those arrests and went on to claim that the timing was requested by the Bush administration. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca looked into the story and considered different explanations behind these very accurate predictions.
A story in the New Republic, which hit newsstands July 8th, quotes four Pakistani sources as saying that their government would soon be producing high-value targets thought to be members of al-Qaeda. On July 30th, Pakistani officials announced that 5 days earlier, they had captured Ahmed Khalfan Gilani, suspected in the 1998 bombings of East African embassies. New Republic senior editor John Judas says his sources claim that the requests were made by White House aides, who went so far as to say that July 26th, 27th, and 28th, the first 3 days of the Democratic National Convention, would be the best dates to announce any arrests or killings.
The idea was to get somebody in July, but to make the announcement specifically in those dates. And what happened since then was that we confirmed from other sources that there was specific pressures about the election in general. That is, to have somebody before the November election.
Judas, now a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, usually writes about domestic politics and says he basically stumbled onto something with his story. Terrorism expert Stephen Simon, a senior analyst at the RAND Corporation, says even though the timing of the arrests happened just as Judas' story had forecast, that doesn't prove that anyone in the U.S. was pulling levers.
Do I think that someone at the station in Islamabad, you know, went to his ISI contact and said, okay, here's the deal, Democratic Convention coming up, we need somebody before then? I don't, actually.
But the source in the Pakistani ISI, or Inter-Services Intelligence, did get the prediction right. If there was something more than coincidence at work, Simon notes it might have been that Pakistanis are trying to please their clients, in this case, the United States.
The Pakistanis are pretty clever. They're shrewd observers of what's going on. I wouldn't expect the Pakistanis to be oblivious, you know, to the political calendar.
Daniel Benjamin co-wrote the book The Age of Sacred Terror with Simon. Both men are former Clinton administration counterterrorism directors. Benjamin presents a scenario to explain how Pakistani sources could correctly predict that arrests were imminent. According to Benjamin, pressure may have been applied on Pakistan by the U.S. because Pakistan has been dragging its feet so long in arresting al-Qaeda figures.
Pakistan does have a habit of being a marginal satisfier, and it could very well be getting signals that it is underperforming pretty seriously and that it's time for better performance and better performance fast. It seems to me that that is entirely within the realm of possibility.
It's foolish, according to Simon, to think that the White House wants anything other than many arrests in the most timely manner.
The Bush administration is pushing these guys to produce whenever they can produce.
The timing of these arrests may be pure coincidence, as the administration says. It may be at the request of the White House, as sources told Judas, or it might be Pakistanis catering to their perception of the administration's needs. But all parties, if you take into account the off-the-record comments of government officials, indicate that Pakistan might be better able to deliver suspected terrorists than it lets on. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.